Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The sixth and ninth commandments.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
I'll tell you the whole thing just as it happened. It really began one evening. I just put Jimmy to bed, and Jenny was finishing up the dishes when the doorbell rang. I'll get it, honey.
All right.
Why, Ben, of all people, come in. Jenny, it's your brother Ben.
What a wonderful surprise.
Hello, sis.
Hi.
Mac. Look, I can't stay long. Huh? Just ran over between trains. I got to leave at 10.
Now, listen, before you run off, tell us, how's Rita?
Rita's fine. Did she write to tell you that we're going to have a baby?
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, but it complicates the situation at home. Mother's getting progressively worse, Jenny.
But Rita wrote just last week. She said Mother was a little better.
That was last week.
You mean she...
Oh, no. The doctor says she may live for quite a long time, but, well, she is a great care, and, well, of course, Rita hasn't said a word, but the doctor told me that she'll have to take it easy now that she's going to have a baby.
Poor Rita.
Mac, it's a hard thing to ask, but could you spare Jenny for a little while?
Why, I guess we can't do anything else.
I wish there was some other way that we could arrange it, but, well, for the present, there doesn't seem to be anything else to do.
I'll pack tonight, Ben.
Thanks, Jenny. It's a big sacrifice for both you and Mac.
Oh, I'll be all right, Ben. Only pray hard that your mother gets well soon, will you? I'm going to miss my girl.
We'll pray together, Mac.
And I know Father Tim will be remembering Mom in his masses.
Since I got back from service, Jenny had never been away overnight. And her mother didn't get well. It was one of those long, slow things, and the weeks turned into months. The apartment got emptier and lonelier every day, so I worked late just to keep from going home. Bill Carey and I were partners. We had a small factory. I handled the shop, and he took care of the office and the selling. It was my idea originally. We talked it over while we sat on an atoll in the Pacific. And he, or rather his wife, had the money. It worked out. And about that time, we were beginning to see daylight. Jenny had been gone about 2 months when one day at the office, Bill said,
"You're working too hard, Mac. Knock off tonight. Come on out to dinner. Gloria told me to ask you."
"Thanks, Bill, but I've been horning in on your home life quite a bit lately. It's nice of you, but you aren't home much yourself these days."
"Ah, we don't mind, Mac. We like company. And it's no trouble for Gloria now that she's found a cook who suits her. We'll expect you at 7.
Bill was a good guy. We always got along fine. Since Jenny had gone, that was maybe the fifth or sixth time that he'd asked me out to his home. It was a big place on the classy side of town. I had to admit that I liked it. Better than restaurant food, better than an empty apartment with dust all over everything, better than the movies or a dull evening in a brassy tavern. I knew Jenny didn't care too much for Gloria Carey, so we hadn't chummed around much when Jenny was home. That night it was nice on the big screened-in terrace to relax with a long drink after dinner.
Oh, boy. Nothing like home, Mac. I get pretty well fed up with hotel rooms, believe me.
Too bad you have to chase around looking for customers so much, Bill. Maybe one day we'll have them coming to us instead.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit, Mac. But meantime, it's just a question of beating the bushes. Now, if we can just land that defense subcontract...
How are chances?
I don't know. I'll have to go down to Washington next week.
Oh, Bill, again.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Would you like to come with me?
No, thank you. Mac, you don't know how dull life can be until you've been a salesman's wife in Washington. I've seen every monument in that city three times over while Bill cools his heels in some government office.
Well, it's no pleasure trip for either of us. And this time it may take quite a while. I'll have to see a lot of people.
Well, evidently we're all going to be lonesome. Mac, what do you hear from your wife?
Oh, same thing. My mother's no better, no worse. Her sister Rita's gone to the hospital. She's having a rough time with the baby, I guess.
Oh, dear. Life can be so very complicated, can't it? Bill, dear, I hate to disturb you when you're looking so comfortable, but couldn't we all go out dancing together? It's so long since I've danced.
Oh, Gloria, honey, not tonight.
Oh, Bill, don't be a stick in the mud. It'll do us all good. Mac, you'd like it, wouldn't you? The band at the hotel's very good.
Gloria, you've told me often enough that I can't dance.
Well, Mac'll dance with me, won't you, Mac?
Sure, with pleasure, Mrs. Carey.
Tea, Bill? Come on, we'll have fun for a change. I'll get a wrap.
That's how it happened. I hadn't an idea in my head about Gloria until I took her in my arms on the dance floor. She looked beautiful, very expensive and beautiful. She didn't say a word. But all of a sudden, I knew that I'd better stop dancing with her and go back to my empty apartment and stay there until Jenny came back to me. I knew it, but of course I didn't stop dancing. And when the three of us were saying goodnight, Gloria said,
"Oh, this has been such fun. I've had a lovely time. Bill, wasn't it fun?"
Oh, sure, great. Glad you enjoyed yourself, honey.
Good night, Mac. Will you come to dinner Friday? We'd love to have you.
Thanks, Mrs. Carey, but I'm pretty busy at the shop. I think I'd better not plan anything.
Oh, not all that busy. Bill, make him come. If he doesn't relax, he'll crack up, and then where'll the business be?
Sure, come ahead, Mac. She's right. It's up to us to take care of you while your wife's away.
Well... thanks.
Then it's settled. Good night, Mac. You dance very well, you know.
Thanks. Good night, Mrs. Carey. Night, Bill. Simple enough, wasn't it? Halfway through dinner on Friday night, Bill got a telegram. One of his contacts in Washington had a lead. If Bill could be there in the morning, we might get the break we needed for that contract. We drove him out to the airport and put him on a plane. Then I drove Gloria back. It was bright moonlight, and the shadows of trees were inky black. About halfway to town, the road goes by a lake. Gloria hadn't said anything at all since Bill vanished into the plane, but now she touched my arm.
Stop a minute, Mac. Look, isn't it lovely?
There we are. A cigarette?
Thank you. This is peaceful. I haven't looked at the lake by moonlight for years. Mac, do you ever wish you could be young again and start over?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd do about the same.
Would you? I wouldn't. I'd do everything differently. Everything.
Mac, am I shocking you terribly talking like this?
Well, maybe I don't understand you, Mrs. Carey.
Call me Gloria, please.
All right, Gloria.
You know I don't love Bill, don't you?
Gloria, I'd better drive you home.
No. No, I don't see why I shouldn't tell you. It's the truth. People are supposed to tell the truth, aren't they? Oh, it isn't that I hate Bill, you know. We're perfectly good friends, but I don't love him, and I never have.
You married him, Gloria. And he loves you.
I wonder. I married him because he was a good, solid, steady man who'd use my money to make us both successful. It seemed like a very sensible thing to do.
Oh, no.
And I suppose Bill married me because I had the money.
I don't think that's true, Gloria. You're a very beautiful girl.
Beautiful? Who cares? My maid, my cook, the wives at the bridge club?
Bill has to be away a lot, Gloria. You know that. It's no fun for him.
Isn't it? Mac, I hate it. I hate every minute of it.
I never thought... I mean, you seem to get along all right, both of you.
I could stand it until now. Mac, look at me. Now do you understand, Mac?
Gloria.
Oh, Mac. Mac, I'm so happy. For the first time in my life, I'm happy. Oh, darling.
Look, Gloria, this won't work.
Don't talk, darling. We aren't hurting anyone. Can't we just be happy together for a little while? It can't be wrong to be happy.
I think for a while there, I went crazy. I must have. Looking back, it was like being drunk or dazed. I lived from one meeting with Gloria to the next in a sort of haze. And when we were together, we hardly talked at all. And then one day, Bill came looking for me in the shop. Bill with a mile-wide grin on his face.
Mac! Hey, Mac!
Yeah, Bill, what's the trouble?
Get your hat, boy. You've got a date. Your Jenny gets in at the airport in half an hour. They just phoned the telegram in.
Jenny? Jenny's coming home?
Yeah, well, go on, boy. Take a couple of days off. We'll get by without you. Well, go on, you big lug. Don't just stand there. Jenny's coming home.
The minute I saw her, it was like waking up from a bad dream. She looked white and tired and thin. She said the doctor had ordered her mother into a nursing home because the case was hopeless. I could see she'd had a rough time, poor kid, but the smile in her eyes was still the same. And as for Jimmy, he'd grown like a weed in those months. And I couldn't get over it. I stayed home for a couple of days, as Bill suggested, helping her clean the place up, and it was just as if we'd just been married again.
Mac, how could you let the place get so filthy? I'm ashamed of
it. Here, honey, let me help you. You'll fall.
No, I just want to fix this curtain properly. Oh!
I told you. Are you all right, honey?
Of course I am, with you to catch me. I'm always all right when I'm with you, darling. Oh, I was so lonely, Mac.
Me too.
We talked about you every day, Jimmy and I. We tried to think where you were and what you were doing and if you were thinking of us. Kind of silly, wasn't it?
I was working, honey, mostly.
But not at housekeeping, I can see that. Well, let me go. We'll never get finished.
Who cares? Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever leave me again. No matter what happens.
I couldn't help it, dear. I didn't want to go.
I know that, Jenny, but don't do it again. Don't ever do it again.
You're so solemn, darling. All right, you baby. I'll tie you to my apron strings.
You're my girl, Jenny. I'm not much of a guy, but I need you and I love you. Don't ever think I don't.
Of course I won't, darling. Now look, Mac. We've got to get those curtains hung before dark.
Forget the curtains. Come here.
Please. The whole neighborhood can see you.
Oh, all right, all right, if you insist.
When I went back to work, Bill was off again somewhere. He sure was pulling those orders in. And I was behind, so for about a week, I was busier than a hound dog with two rabbits to chase. Then they called me into the office, and there, standing at Bill's desk... Oh. Hello, Gloria.
Mac, I had to see you. Why haven't you called me?
Well, you know why, Gloria.
No, I don't know, Mac. What's the matter?
Look, we can't talk here, Gloria. Bill's secretary can hear us.
Well, then meet me tonight in the same place. I've got to see you.
I can't, Gloria. You know Jenny's home.
Well, you could get away for an hour, surely. Mac, you must. I've got to talk to you.
Well, I don't see why, Gloria. I mean, there's nothing to say.
Nothing to say? Mac, you're insane. We must decide what to do. We can't go on like this.
We're not going on with anything, Gloria. I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
You can't mean that.
Take it easy, Gloria. Everybody will hear you.
Well, I won't believe it. I can't believe it. You couldn't be such a...
A heel? I guess I am, Gloria. You'll be better off without me anyway. I mean it. I am sorry.
You're lying. You must be lying. You're trying to cover what you really feel because you're afraid to tell her. That's it, isn't it?
Look, Gloria, take it any way you like. The thing is over. It's done. It's finished. I better get back to work. I left her staring at me, and the paint on her white face stood out like a mask. I felt physically sick, and yet in a way relieved. I wanted to rush home to Jenny. But no matter how I worked, it was after 5 when I opened the door, and the first thing I saw was Gloria sitting on our couch and Jenny standing by the mantel staring at her. Oh, Jenny,
Ask him. Ask him now. Ask him if it's true.
I don't need to. Mac, will you please tell Mrs. Carey to go?
You don't dare ask him. All right, I'll ask him myself. Mac, tell her the truth. Tell her that we love each other.
You don't have to answer, Mac. I've told Mrs. Carey that I trust you. I think she's out of her mind.
Go on, Mac. Tell her.
Jenny, it isn't true. I don't love her.
I know that.
But, well, while you were away... Well, Jenny, don't look at me like that. Don't. It didn't mean anything.
Well, I'm not afraid of the truth, Mac. I love you. And as soon as we both get divorces, we can marry. I can give you so much, Mac. All the things you ought to have. If she really loves you, she won't stand in your way.
Please go.
Yes, yes, of course. But now that we all know where we stand, we can all be civilized about it, don't you think? It happens every day. Mac couldn't help falling in love with me any more than
I... Gloria, you don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but I don't love you, and I never did.
But, Mac,
you had no right to come here. Jenny is my wife. She means everything in the world to me. I told you, it's all over. It never meant anything. It was, well, I must have been crazy.
It meant something to me.
Look, you can call me anything you like, a heel. I deserve it. I'm no good. But I'm Jenny's husband, if she'll have me.
I see. But I still don't believe it. I wonder if she does.
Jenny?
This can't be happening. Not to us.
Jenny, I've been a fool. I had to learn the hard way. God knows how sorry I am.
It can't be happening to us.
I'm yours, Jenny. If you'll only believe that, I've never belonged to anyone else.
I'd better get supper. Jimmy will be home soon.
But you do believe me, don't you, Jenny? Don't you?
Yes. I believe you. There's Jimmy in the kitchen. I'll have to hurry.
But it wasn't as easy as that. I tried my best to make her believe me, but nothing seemed to touch her. It wasn't as if she was angry or bitter. She just seemed dazed, as if she'd been hurt too much to care. I didn't know what to do, and it went on for a week, 2 weeks. Finally, I got in touch with Father Tim. I figured maybe he could help us. The night he was due to come, I had to work late, right up to 8 o'clock. And when I did get home, Father Tim was alone in the front room when I came in.
Hello, Mac. Sit down. I suppose you're hungry, but that'll have to wait. Now, see here, were you honest with me when you told me you weren't seeing your partner's wife anymore?
Of course I was, Father Tim. I haven't laid eyes on her since she walked out of this room. She's called me at the office, but I haven't answered the phone.
She called Jenny this evening.
She called Jenny?
Before I arrived. I don't know what she said. Jenny was in a pretty bad state when I got here.
Father Tim, I'm in a mess. What'll I do?
Mac, when we break God's law, it's very hard to pick up the pieces. Now, you've involved two people in this besides yourself.
I don't care about Gloria, but Jenny...
You don't care about Gloria. Mac, do you remember what Adam said in the garden? The woman tempted me. Ever since then, the sons of Adam have been putting the blame on the woman.
Father Tim, I'm sorry for Gloria, of course, but she should have known what she was doing.
You should have known what you were doing, Mac. Did you?
You think I'd have got into this if I had?
But you've been told often enough. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Or did you think those were just phrases in a sermon?
Well, Father Tim...
You'll tell me it's done every day. I've heard that before. And perhaps that's why this girl, Gloria, thought she could safely break God's law. Mac, we have to pay for it. The world pretends not to know it these days, but you haven't any excuse.
I never thought about... Well, about anything important, I guess. I just went along.
Lots of people do, Mac, until they run into trouble.
Mac?
Jenny?
Father Tim told me to go in and sit beside Jimmy and pray. I have. He's more important than either of us.
Jenny, you'll never be ashamed of me again. Neither of you.
I'll get it. Why, Mr. Carey.
Is he here?
Yes, he's here.
Hello, Bill.
You killed her.
I... What?
My wife. You killed her.
No.
I found her. She left a note. Told me what happened. And she was dead. You killed her.
Bill.
I thought about killing you. That would be too easy. I want you to live. And remember her. And know that you killed her.
Bill. What can I say?
Nothing. You, my friend, and my wife. Don't ever let me see you again. Get a lawyer to take care of your end of the shop. You're out. I don't care if it wrecks the business. Why should I? My wife is dead.
Mac.
God forgive her. God have mercy on her.
God have mercy on me. God have mercy on me.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor, attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need, please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.